views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is your moment. Gather together each week to follow leadership by example, love, and inspiration. Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with one of the most prominent naturopathic doctors in this country, as well as a leading detoxification and environmental illness specialist. Now, here's your host, Dr. Ronnie.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ronnie, your host for Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. And there are truly a lot of miracles. And we are today talking about our favorite subject, and I'm with my favorite guest, my partner in business, associate, my holistic doctor, my friend, my nutritionist for the retreat. She has lived in many parts of the country. And every time I see her, I learn about a new part of the country that she's either lived in or going to. West Africa, Middle East, United States, all over the place. She's helped thousands eradicate disease and maintain optimal health with proper nutrition and herbal remedies and a healthy lifestyle. My friend, Dr. Makeba Maureen, she is here with us today, and we are going to talk about our favorite subject, and that is detoxification for health and well-being and spiritual and emotional well-being. So many people, Dr. Makeba, still ask me, and I'm like, when are we going to get there with this subject? They'll say, so where are all the toxins, Dr. Ronnie? And I go, where are all the toxins? I say, where do you want me to start? You know,
right.
Many people think about, you know, when they think about toxic, they'll think about toxic pollution. They'll think about smog or polluted rivers. I don't know, landfills or toxic dump waste. That's not my concern or your concern or many people's concerns and the average person's concern. Today, the worst toxins are right here in our homes, right here in our kitchen, in our bathrooms, and where we sleep every day. It's on our sofas, our shower curtains, it's in our water, it's in our food. 42 billion pounds of chemicals are manufactured and bought into the U.S. That's a lot of toxins. It's enough toxins to fill almost 700,000 trucks lined up all together. And you know, and we're breathing this stuff too. And I know that we always talk about, so what is the diet detox and how are we going to get rid of these toxins? And I always say it's not a magic pill. What it is a process. It's a way of life, and it's the way we eat and what we eat that determines whether our organs are going to work together to release toxins. We all have what's called a toxic load. My toxic load is different from your toxic load, and we both have different toxic loads from someone else. We practice detoxification not only for weight loss, but we detox for many chronic illnesses, hormonal issues, immune dysfunction, post-cancer, colon issues, fibromyalgia, liver issues, arthritis, heart conditions. If you go on my website, you'll see that I'm developing 21 chronic illnesses, a program for each one of them. And we start out with a basic detoxification, and then we go into what's called a medical detoxification with blood work and also with some diagnostic tools. Now, saying all that, we know that today detoxification is growing and that more and more people are understanding the role of their bodies, and they not only ask about detoxification, but they know they must detox. But one of the things that I've been coming across, Dr. Makeba, especially this summer, and the summer has already started, is a lot of adrenal fatigue, a lot of excess cortisol, a lot of sugar. People are really overdosing on sugar, And I know, and you know, that sugar destroys the immune system. But I'm finding that more stress this year than any other year. And I thought maybe it was me, maybe I'm getting a little old and I see too much. But truly, I see extreme stress in young people today. And we know that as well, that stress is one of the reasons why we increase weight in our bodies. How do you deal with the stress of young people? So you are amazing, first of all. I watch how you work with your children, and you have such an amazing patience and light around you. I don't even know if I can do it that well. I mean, you have these teenage boys, and they're so mild-mannered. I find myself around a lot of people that are high-tense, high-stress people, especially women that are in the corporate field. And you can look at them and see it all written all over their face and around the middle. They have a lot of stress around the middle of their abdomens.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Dr. Ronnie. First of all, thank you for having me on again. It's always such a pleasure to be on, particularly with such a renowned naturopath as yourself. And you're right. It's amazing. It's some type of phenomenon because I think that we are more stressed today, certainly more than we were 10 years ago or 20 years ago. And you would think as time goes on and as technology has advanced so quickly that there would be less stress. I actually am going to give a brief opinion why young people are so stressed and then give some solutions on how to reverse this. I think because we have accelerated into this techno culture. If you just notice, we live in a different society than we did just 6 years ago with the social media. And it is my theory that the additional stress is due to the new form of communication. And many young people literally are losing their human communication skills, meaning, and those are very important to de-stress. Expressing something through a text message or expressing something through social media is not the same as human contact. So that's just one of my personal theories, that in the video games has added a completely new dimension in which psychologists have to research, and it's causing a lot of mental disorder and stress. Now, we're also noticing that although we have all these weight loss things, that very few things are working. And, of course, fortunately for us, people are, by the millions, turning to natural alternatives, turning to the best natural paths, like yourself and me, and saying, we remember a time where we could cope with these things. So let me just explain what happens when you are stressed. When you are very mentally wigged out or stressed, your body's going to produce more cortisol, which is a hormone, and you usually express that right around your midsection, which is very dangerous because the bigger the remember you used to say that your waistline is your lifeline, which is literally true. Because if that waistline gets past 35 inches, more or less, you are highly prone to a heart attack. So I gave my theory on why one of the things I think that has really added to the stress is our culture has changed extremely in the last decade, which has added a whole new stress factors. But the good thing is the solutions are the same. The solutions have not changed since man has been in existence. And the solution is even more so, more effective now than I believe when we were coming up 20-some years ago, 20 and 30 years ago. And I'm so happy that the clients, the people are seeing that the solution is turning to the natural ways. The best solution is to turn off the TV, is to turn off the phone, because these days it's not the TV. You can get absolutely everything through your phone or through your pad or through your, you know, iPad or whatever pad you have. Turn off the technology and take a walk outside with real grass and real trees and real sun. Do some deep, with real grass, real trees, real sun, no technology, and do some deep breathing. If you do that first thing in the morning before the sun gets very potent, you will find that the fresh air will allow you to clear your mind, and it will actually begin to emotionally balance you. Now, I just, back to the basics, now more so than ever, and I know that you're going to be able to tell everybody what we can do nutritionally to help de-stress.
Absolutely. And, you know, I just want to mention, you know, because at the retreat, you know, they're here for long periods of time. They're here from a week to 21 days. So we get the opportunity to cover so much about toxicity and what to do about it. But just for our listeners, I want to say to them, and especially our practitioners out there who are listening, that we are not exempt. We think we eat well, first of all, and I have never seen so many toxic practitioners in my life since the last couple of years, because, you know, on the one hand, that our food is so toxic with all the chemical sprays, and, you know, we think organic is the total answer, but it's not. I'm shocked that doing the blood work through our microscope, that we've discovered that so many different chemicals are in the blood circulating around in people's bloodstream. And these are people that are practitioners that can afford to pay for a microscopic look at their blood. Unfortunately, they are not exempt. I am not exempt. I was shocked to know that I had high aluminum. Where that come from, I can talk about that when we get back, but blood work is very, very important to find out why you are so fatigued, why you have low immune, why you have adrenal exhaustion, and why you have a pot belly that you can't get rid of, and you have bad skin. I mean, the list is huge of all the signs of toxicity. But when we come back, I really want to give people some indoor pollution, common sources of our indoors, and why we should be able to pay it, why we should pay attention to that, and some of the things we should do when we come back.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Hello, I'm back. This is Dr. Ronnie, your host, and I'm with Dr. Makeba Mori. And today we are talking about detoxification and stress and why stress causes weight gain and why weight gain is caused by toxins. And we went over the many types of toxins that you can come across on a daily basis and how many toxins are dumped into our food supply every year. And Dr. Makeba went over stress and why stress increases toxicity in the body due to extra hormones. Now, I got someone who, she basically texted me a little while ago, and I want to answer her text. And she wanted to know what are some of the common sources of indoor toxicity. And not to scare people, and you know, I don't really like to like sit down and talk about hundreds, because there's thousands, not hundreds, thousands of chemicals that I can talk about. I can write a book on it. But you know, and I've always said to you, Dr. McCabe, and I say to everyone, you know, if you want me to find out what toxins are in your bloodstream, I can do that. I mean, it costs thousands sometimes. But basically, we're all very toxic people. And that we all have to learn to detox. Many, many years ago, we thought it was a luxury, and we thought we could do it with the juice fast. And basically, that's just the beginning. I mean, we don't do what's called juice fasting. We do a medical-grade detoxification for your organs. Do we drink juices? Yes, we do, but we do more than that. But to answer her question, it's so much going on in our household that we need to be aware of. Let's start with asbestos. Let's start with aerosol sprays, bleach, carpet cleaners, dry cleaning your clothes. Let's talk about stuff like glue and rubber cement, insulation foam in your basement. Let's talk about lead, mold, mothballs, moth crystals. Oh, I used to put mothballs when I was young. Oh, my mother used to tell us to put mothballs in our clothes and save it for the, you know, over the winter so the moths wouldn't eat it. I remember that. Pesticides is a big one, you know. That's what happened to me 25 years ago. Plastics, of course, is very toxic. And then, of course, we got to think about how do we clean our floors? I mean, do we use polyurethane? Do we use a lot of room deodorizers? We're trying to get rid of odors, but we're using toxic deodorizers. Synthetic chemicals that's in our fabrics. Anyway, you know, I can go on besides the fact that I haven't even started talking about what's in our food and our air, but she wanted to know what some of the indoor pollutions are. So that was more than a few. I hope that I answered her question adequately. But let's talk about you know, you've mentioned stress, Dr. McCabe, and I was thinking about that. You know, it's amazing that a lot of people don't know they're under stress. And, you know, I'll get them here at the retreat, and they will come basically under the disguise of maybe digestive issues that no one can heal them. Not all the doctors mm-hmm. they've been to, they still have digestive issues. Or they'll come and they'll have, like, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. And no matter what, they just can't seem to get it under control. Or they may come with chronic pain in their back, in their knees, in their elbows. They can't seem to get that under control unless they take pain medication. And then I'll ask them about their life, and I'll ask them about some of the things that has caused stress. And they go, no, don't think so. And then I have to get real specific, because you know that I have a stress test that can tell you whether you're under mild stress, or moderate stress, or severe stress. And we'll start with, I'll start asking them about their sleeping habits. The first thing they'll say, nope, I don't sleep very well. And then I'll ask them about their social habits. They'll say, well, I work from like 7 in the morning. I get home at 7 at night. I get on my computer, and then I get a bite to eat, and then I go to sleep. Stress. And then I'll ask them about some major changes that may have happened in their life, and they go, oh, well, I was just divorced last year, and then my mother died 3 years ago. And then maybe they'll say something like, my dog got ran over by a car. Now, this is the same person that said she's not under stress. You see what I'm
right.
saying? I'm going with this.
Yes.
And then I had one lady who was here for like a couple of weeks, and she said not only was her son put in jail, but the son not only was put in jail, but they think that the son was the one that murdered her husband. And she never mentioned that. She never mentioned that. She said, "Oh, that was not, I'm not under stress. That happened like 9 years ago." Now, I don't care if it happened 90 years ago. That's major stress that you're still going through. And these are people that deny stress, but yet you look at them and you can see it written all over their face. I mean, people who lose their homes, people who are in foreclosure, even sometimes if you have three kids in college at one time, major stress, you know. So what I'm saying is that we have so much stress, and that on top of that, we don't eat good, and then we don't sleep good. What do you think happens? The body breaks down. We now have to pick that person up. Sometimes we call that person the broken shell. So we have to pick that person up, and the first thing we think about doing with that person is feeding them at the highest level, maximum nutrition all day long. We give vitamin drips, Myers cocktails, glutathione. We try to repair them at the basic level so that they now can see that there's a different level of living, which means it's more vibrant, there's more energy. Now they're motivated to help us to get well. Sometimes they're so broken up, they can't even help us to get well. So that's the first thing that people need to understand is that you have to handle your stress so that you can live a vibrant and healthier lifestyle for the rest of your life. And, you know, we do that in a lot of different ways at the retreat. We have an emotional detox doctor, but we also recommend places that people can go after they leave here, after they leave the retreat. So I wanted to bring that up because I know that's a major component of why people's immune systems are bottoming out and why people increase the weight around the middle and sometimes all over. And I know that some of the things that you have done in your practice to help people with stress, I remember the number one thing you were talking about before was oils and baths. I have a great bath that I learned, and that was the lavender bath. And do you know that people don't do baths anymore?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think baths happen to be the best thing, and it just came to me this morning because I have a client here that I want to put her in the bath, and I was just thinking about it last night. If I was itching all over and I uncontrollably, what would I want to do? How would I want to be relieved? And I don't get the opportunity to ever do a bath. So I was thinking about when Dr. Linda was here, I remember Dr. Linda making what's called a rose petal lavender bath. It was the most beautiful thing that I've seen. And then she put like floating candles in there. And then she had the patient get in. And how she did that was she made, it was a lavender bath. She infused like, for example, 3 handfuls of fresh lavender flowers and rose petals. And she put it in a half a pint of vodka in the bathtub, and after she leaved it, she left the lavender flowers in that vodka for like 6 days or something like that. Then she strained it, and she added 5 drops of the essential oil from the lavender, and she put about 2 tablespoons of the orange flower essential oils, and she put some rose water in the bathtub, and she put about chamomile. She sprinkled chamomile essential oils in the bathtub, and she filled it up with water and used to soak in it. And it was the most calming and most beautiful smell. It really took the person down from high anxiety way down. And that was one of the baths that she used to do. She used to do many of them besides our clinical one with Epsom salt and baking soda. But That one was just so calming, and I'll never forget that bath because we don't do it as much anymore, but I would like to go and start that now, especially when someone's going through something so horrific as itching all over their bodies.
What so, doctor, I love that. Well, I want to go over what you just said because you gave how she extracted the essential essence out of the rose petals. But for those out there who probably won't do that, would using just some essential rose oil be as effective to get some rose petals and use the rose oil and some chamomile oil? Would that be as effective, some drops of the essential oil?
Absolutely, because all she did was actually made a visual picture. It was a visual picture that was so beautiful because she had the roses floating in the water, and she had the lavender oil that she made, and she had some candles. So it not only gave the person that visual, but it gave them that loving feeling like they were being hugged. And also the essential oils, they give you a calming effect. It really calms your entire nervous system down. And just to sit there and soak in something like that was just an amazing. But yes, you absolutely can. You can use essential oils solely for the bath as well. I would say if you get some rose, lavender, chamomile, and something citrus like orange, and you put about 20 drops in the bathtub, you will have a lovely bath that calms you down as well. And that's just one thing. And I wanted to say, there's some other things that you could do for stress. Then on the next session when we come back, I want to talk about the detox a little bit on what does a detox day look like and how you could detox right in your own home. And I'm telling people that now in about August 1st, we're going to be doing webinars and supporting people at home with their detox. My retreat is full of chronic illness and critical care clients that I've turned my detox over to my webinars and my staff now. But I think that is going very well, and I think people now get it and they understand. They can just buy the book, buy our kit online at mvdietdetox.com. The kit comes to you in about a week, and then you can start right at home with the support of a webinar. And then we're also developing an app where we will be supporting people with the app. So I think that's good news, and I think that we have a lot of people out there ready for that. So when we come back, Dr. McCabe, I would love for you to give us some more tips on how to decrease stress, and then I'll show people how to make a nice juice for stress. When we come back, more on detoxification and how you can have a healthier lifestyle.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Hello, we're back. This is Dr. Ronnie, and I'm with Dr. Michaela, and we are talking about detoxification and how to live a healthier and happier lifestyle due to the fact that we have toxic buildups in every part of our life now, not only in our food, in our water, in our air, but it's in our homes, it's on our clothes, and it's what we touch each and every day with if we're not careful, and how to decrease that toxic load. But most importantly, stress is a toxin, and it also hurts our immune system, and stress is the number one reason why a lot of people increase weight, and they don't know that, and that stress becomes a toxic problem as well due to the increase in certain hormones. So in saying that, we talked a little bit about what are some of the things in our household that are toxic. We also talked about what to do when we're under a lot of stress, and I gave a little example of how you can get in the bathtub because we stopped doing that today. Dr. Akeba, can you tell us some other things to do about stress? And then after that, I like to go into a couple of people want me to explain the detox day, my favorite thing to do, and I would love to do that. But I would love for you to explain because stress is so important this time of the year, and I'm seeing so much of it, and I'm also seeing it in young people as well. So if you can give us some other value on, because I know you're really good with the stress stuff, and I'm under a lot of stress. So let's see what you have to say, because whatever it is, I'm going to try to do it too.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to take the essential oils a little further because you can do so much with them to assist you in de-stressing. Aside from the wonderful bath that you already mentioned, and bathing is one of my favorite things. Sometimes in the winter times, I'll do two a day. And it's not because I need two a day, but I need them to help me de-stress. So I think that is wonderful that you added that value. But also with the essential oils, you can get an oil burner, and you can find them anywhere, and they're really cheap these days. You put one of the little tea candles, and you put a couple drops. You need no more than 3 to 5 drops of essential oil with about 2 tablespoons of water that you put at the top of the burner, and you can burn that through the house, and that those essential oils go throughout the house. First of all, as you said, Dr. Ronnie, mostly all air fresheners are toxic. A lot of people don't know that many of the air fresheners have formaldehyde in it, which is a known toxin that contributes to cancer amongst other diseases, respiratory illnesses. But the best way to go is just essential oils. And the beautiful thing about the essential oils is that they last. So you're breathing them in. They help you to de-stress. They help you to calm down without you even trying to do anything, just the nature of them themselves. And the exact same essential oils that you mentioned for the tub are the exact same essential oils that are wonderful to burn throughout the house, the lavender and the chamomile and the rose oil. A famous one is tea tree oil. Another way that I really, really love, and it's interesting because, as you mentioned, I do have teenagers, and I noticed that my teenage son had put on his alarm a rap song that was very... The problem wasn't that it was a rap song, because I honestly don't have anything against positive lyrics if they're rap, but the lyrics were negative, and it had a lot of negative verbiage, and it was his alarm. And when I heard it, I said, what is that? And my children know better than that, but you can't always, unfortunately, we live in such a toxic world that the young people are bound to come into things that are very toxic and try it. And I said, well, that makes no sense that you would deliberately be putting that type of toxic vibration into your body. And I made him change it to a classical music song. Now, that may seem extreme, but part of it was a lesson for him, because I don't want him to forget that everything's a vibration. And I want to go over this just very briefly, just to show how it really does add to stress, is that you can do an experiment with a plant, or there's a book called Hidden Messages in Water, where different music was played, and according to the music that was played, one, when they played classical music in a polluted river on one study, they came back a week later after doing this consistently, and mostly all the pollutants had cleared out. Now, there's a book called Hidden Messages. Everyone knows the old famous experiment. At least I did it when I was very young for a science project. You could take a plant, you can put some negative lyrics in front of it that was in this rap song or some negative vibrational music like heavy metal, and it'll kill the plant very quickly, whereas you take some classical music or jazz music. So everything has a vibration, and it's greatly de-adds or takes away from your stress. So what I'm saying to the audience out there is deliberately put things in your home, deliberately put the right music, deliberately put the essential oils and the everyday stresses that you go to. When you sit down at home, it can be your sanctuary, and it will begin to de-stress you with even before you make a deliberate effort to. So those are some of the best suggestions that I have. And the other suggestion that I have, that you make a deliberate effort to taking up yoga, to taking up meditation, and those things add wonderfully. So those are some suggestions that I think that are good for everybody, because it's proven science and they work.
Do you recommend massage for a stress reduction?
Yes, that's one of the deliberate ways. That massage is absolutely wonderful. Now, personal hands massage is good. If you cannot actually get, let's just say you can't afford to get a massage, or you can't get a massage, you can massage yourself. They have relatively cheap massagers out there that are not as good as the human touch, but they actually work. And the reason I mention this is because I had one, and it is long handle, and I would do it for my back because I get that stress in my shoulder area and neck area, and I would take that hot bath, and I would put some olive oil on my back, and I would use it, and it was so wonderful. So massage is one of the best ways to de-stress. I just don't want finances to ever be a reason why someone can't use it, because you can get a hand massager. You can massage your best self, or the best way is to go to a professional and get a full body massage. I personally de-stress from my feet being massaged. I de-stress very easily from my feet being put in hot water and from being massaged. So that's one of the number one ways, and that should be done regularly. That should be done, if you can, once a week.
Yeah, and I've also been recommending massage as a form of lymphatic drainage, because I get a lot of people that are so toxic, and they have lymphedema, and they also have, you know, plain edema. They have dependent edema, I mean, all kinds of edema, and they have a lot of inflammation all over their bodies, and you can actually see it underneath their eyes. It starts way up in the face all the way down to their feet, and what's really odd about that is a lot of people don't even know they have it. And I'll say, do you know that you're swollen? They go, well, they said, well, I gained a lot of weight, but I didn't know I was swollen. And so immediately those are the people that will lose like 3-4 pounds in a matter of a couple of days. You just get that water level way down, that edema way down. And one of the ways we do that besides detoxing is we recommend lymphatic drainage massage. So that's a way, you know, one of the common ways that we help people with that. But because we do so much with chronic illness at the retreat, we have over 6 or 7 different modalities that just deal with a machine. People can't believe how many machines we have at the retreat just dealing with detoxification. And I wanted to go over... what does a detox day look like? What do I eat on a detox? That's one of the questions. So I wanted to answer that. So by drinking antioxidants, soups, and vegetable juices, it actually provides you with some vital nutrients that nourish your body. For an example, vegetables is a cleanse food. Green vegetables especially helps cleansing, and it supports your oxygenation, and it also helps to alkaline your body. It has to be fresh, homemade, organic, and you can also use your favorite vegetables, but you must be very careful that you don't use too much of the vegetables that have too much sugar in it. And people say, does vegetables have sugar in it? Well, absolutely. if you have a pot of carrots, squash, and beets, that's high sugar. So you must use greens with one color, with one other color, like greens with carrots or greens with sweet potato or greens with squash. But you have to make sure that every day you have a different soup. So let's go over a typical day, and then we'll take some more questions when we come back. But I wanted to go over a typical day first. So you want to start out in the morning with a berry antioxidant. And some people, they'll ask, well, what's an antioxidant? And I'll say, well, it has many properties in it. Goji berries, it has resveratrol. I mean, there's a lot of different properties in an antioxidant. And the health food store have many different ways. But if you want to have a kit that you don't have to worry about, like I said, you go on mvdietdetox.com and order your kit today and order your book, 21 pounds in 21 days on Amazon, and you'll get the entire kit. The other thing you want to do after you start out with your antioxidant, you want to have a green drink. And then 2 hours later, every two-hour program, you want to have another antioxidant drink, maybe lemon, a different flavor. And then 2 hours later after that, you want to have another green drink. You have approximately 5 drinks in a day, and each one of these drinks are different, and they're not all juices with a lot of sugar in it. That's why we recommend you getting the kit. And then at night, you want to make a big bowl of soup, and that starts at 5 or 6, and you want to drink broth along the way. When I come back, or when we come back, I like to tell you how to make a nice big pot of detox soup. When we come back.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hello, we're back again, and we're talking with Dr. Makeba, my special guest, and we're talking about detoxification and how you can have a healthier lifestyle this summer and how you can decrease your stress and some of the things you can do, and to be aware of what toxins are in your house and be aware of how you can reduce that. And one of the things I didn't mention that I got a question about was how to decrease the toxins using household products. And I use essential oils, and I use oil, I use lemon, I use eucalyptus, I use tea tree oil, and you can make a nice cleansing solution with some of these oils. I use vinegar to do the windows. I use lemon sometimes, a lemon spray. I mean, there's a lot of ways now you can clean your household without using some of the toxic chemicals. And who needs to cleanse? We all need to cleanse. You know you need to cleanse. Just ask yourself today, are you low energy? Do you lack concentration? Do you have a poor memory? Do you drink sodas and coffee and try to increase your energy and don't know why you're still tired? Do you crave sugar foods? Do you crave extreme amounts of salt? I mean, do you look at potato chips or anything that has salt in it? Do you experience indigestion every time you eat? Do you burp? Do you have a yeast infection every 2-3 months? These are some of the signs, okay? There's a lot more signs than this, but these are just some of the signs. Do you take a lot of prescription drugs and you're not sure whether you should be? And because you have so many side effects, but you're not sure which drug is giving you that side effect. And what about headaches and dark urine? I mean, we're chronically dehydrated in our country. So these are some of the signs. And I wanted to leave our listeners today with some value about what to do. I want first, Dr. McCabe, I want you to tell me about some of the juices you drink, because when you were at the retreat not too long ago, I see you making these great juices. I mean, that soup you made was awesome. But can you, but that you made two juices that I saw. One was a green juice and one was a protein smoothie. Tell us how you did that, because it was delicious.
The green juice I made is excellent for nutrition. It's also excellent for weight loss. And this juice I actually put through the juicer, you know, the one that separates the pulp from the liquid. And so it's no fiber in it. And so it's just the actual nutrients of the essential nutrients of the food itself, just the liquid. And so what I usually use is I'll use about 6 medium organic carrots, okay? And then I'll use about a cup of kale greens. Kale greens are my favorite. I'll also put about a half a cup of fresh parsley. I'll put, it's hard to describe, a piece of ginger. It'll be about fresh ginger. So let's say if you break the long part of the ginger, it's about 2 inches long. And it's about 2 inches wide. So that's how I'm trying to describe it so our audience will get it. I use a fresh piece of ginger. Okay, so we have, and then I'll often put some celery in it. I like to put that, it's going to give me that electrolyte charge. And I'll just juice it. And I'll juice all of those, and I'm telling you, sometimes I'll even add more ginger, but the ginger is very strong, and it's an automatic pickup. It's the carrots will add enough sweetness, and the celery is giving you all your electrolytes, and it's really sating your cells and bringing them back up to life with the absorbable minerals that are in the celery. Then you have the kale greens, and you have the ginger that is very, very energizing and detoxifying within itself. And so it's just a wonderful drink. It's excellent for those who are trying to lose weight loss. And like you said, the key is mega nutrients in many doses without calories. So this is an excellent drink for that. And it's just extremely good for you. It's an immediate pickup drink. The other drink that you saw me do was a protein drink. And this is for people who may be fasting on very low caloric diets and, or you just need a quick something to give you that energy. And it's that protein drink. Now, I like to use the organic almond milk. And sometimes I'll even make my almond milk fresh out of fresh almonds. I'll soak them and I'll peel them. And I'll blend them with water and strain them. But I do also buy the organic almond milk unsweetened. And I'll use that. And I'll put those berries. I'll put the mixed berries in that drink. A lot of times I'll add half a banana in that drink, and I'll even add a nice, healthy handful of spinach in that drink. And I blend that up really good, and it, I mean, it's really good for those who are transitioning and they're starting to get weak. It picks you up. And then, but the kids loved it too. So it's athletes, all of those people, it's excellent because that is going to have a lot of calories in it, more calories in it, and it does have the protein. So those are two of my favorite drinks, and they're both delicious.
Wow, that's, I mean, I've watched you. I've been doing, you know, this stuff for years and years and years, and you know what happens when you've been doing it for like 20 years. I just throw stuff together, and, you know, and to me, it tastes delicious. But someone else may go, well, I'm not so sure. And I'll say, well, you can say it. You don't like it. And you go, yeah, I don't like this. But, you know, I acquired the taste for these juices. So I'm not a slave to my tongue. I mean, they all taste right. good to me. And so, and I don't put a lot of time in making my juices like I used to. But if I'm doing it for my retreaters, then of course I put a lot of love and attention into it because I want them to like it. But, you know, my detox coaches, they make the best juices because they put more love and attention into the juices while I do some more serious work. And sometimes I'll just say, please make my juice. I'll let one of the staff make my juice because I don't do the love and attention part. But I wanted to, you know, talk about soup because I love making soup. And I guess I love making soup because my family loved my soup. And that's a way to make sure that you do great soups. One of the things I want to talk about before I make soup is that, you know, a lot of people are worried. They worry so much. They worry about a lot of things. When we make soup nothing from nothing but vegetables, just vegetables. So, you know, we worry about the mercury in our fish. We worry about the arsenic in our chicken and pesticides on our strawberries. I mean, we're always worried about are we really at an insult to our body being toxic. Well, the answer is most of us are toxic. So let's not worry about that and let's figure out what to do about it. So here's a great cleansing soup, okay? Ready? I hope you have your pens and pencils because I'm going to tell you detail how to make the best detox soup. First, let's talk about what you don't do. No stock. You must make your own from all your fresh herbs, garlic, and onions. No salt. You must use Mrs. Dash or any salt seasoning. I mean, any herbal seasoning without salt. You must use no black pepper, only cayenne pepper. No meat or animal protein. No dairy, no carbs, no sugar. No mushrooms, no tomatoes, no eggplant, no white potatoes, no green or red peppers. What you want to use, this is what you use. You want to use a pot of lots of greens. You can use kale, collard greens, spinach, celery, lots of carrots, lots of onions, and lots of garlic. And you want to put them in for at your taste. Like I'll make a huge pot. And I'll even use some sweet potatoes, but in moderation. And I'll do a big pot of this, okay? So you want to take everything that I just said and boil it for a good, I would say, 2 hours with all of the seasonings in there. Now, keep in mind, you want to drink the broth. So make sure you use clean water because your broth is where all of the vitamins from the vegetables leaked into that pot. And it's really good, so you're going to taste it throughout the day. And as you simmer it, simmering it as long as possible on low heat is what gives your soup the best flavor. Good luck. If anybody wants any recipes, please text me at 774-208-2477 or email me at drronniedeluz@gmail.com. And Dr. McCabe is going to give her phone number if anyone needs to talk to her about emotional stress.
You can reach me at 314-398-8676. And thank you so much for having me again, Dr. Ronnie.
You're very welcome. It's always a pleasure. And not only that, it's a lot of fun. See you next time for more on Holistic health, and wellness, where there's truly a lot of miracles.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Ronnie, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Tune in every Friday, 3 p.m., for more exciting guests and surprising stories. Visit her website at drronnieholistichealth.com. Skype her at ronnie.deluce. Tweet at twitter.com/drronnie. Or call and leave a text at 774-208-2477.